Mr. Bob. Great to see you.
Yeah.
At Eugene Toy and Hobby, manager Mark Agutter shows off shelves of brightly colored drones. It have more, except that many disappear during the holiday shopping season.
No pun intended, fly off the shelf. Yeah, well, there you go. The most popular one is a Dromeda Kodo HD, the HD camera this year.
Drones here can sell from $35 to $1,000, depending on size, power, and accessories. Agutter says they've been a hot Christmas item for the last 4 years.
They're extremely easy to fly compared to airplanes or helicopters, for example. You know, you take it off from a standing start on the ground. You don't have to be going at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. A lot of them come with cameras or visual equipment, so it just adds another feature of interest for a lot of people.
Some are wary of the flying machine's popularity, including air traffic controllers and pilots like Mary Rosenblum of Canby. She recalls a near miss in 2012 as she flew her single-engine Cessna out of Troutdale Airport near Portland.
I had a glimpse of a bright, shiny green object that zipped past me, missing my wing on the right by about 6 inches. I was 1,000 feet above the ground.
The FAA says they average 100 reports of drones in controlled airspace a month. Rosenblum says drone operators need to exercise common sense and a general awareness of their environment.
There's no reason that drones and aircraft should cause problems for one another, but it really will make it a much more compatible coexistence if the people who are operating drones have an understanding of where aircraft are and where they're not.
Enter Brandon Wynn. He's a flight instructor at Lane Community College, a job that often takes him here to the Eugene Airport. He helps teach a brand new class at LCC on drones.
Now this guy, you can also upgrade the motors on it, and you can get this guy booking 30, 40 miles an hour.
Wynn maneuvers a drone across a conference room. It's about the size of a Frisbee. Some consumer models can weigh up to 55 pounds and require two people to carry them. Regardless of size, Wynn says,
for all practical purposes, it is still an airplane in the air. It is still something that can cause deaths if you're not careful.
Collisions with windshields, engines, rotors, or wings can be dangerous to pilots, passengers, and people below. Wynn says the FAA released new regulations last summer that should help cut the potential for accidents.
They allowed UAS to fly all the way up to 400 feet. And you have to stay outside of 5 miles of any airport. The FAA has come out with a really awesome app for the phones. It's called Before You Fly, and it'll take weather, location, and a few other factors in there, daylight even, and it'll tell you, yes, you're good to fly.
Wynn hopes the students learn the do's and don'ts of drone operation. News reports through the years have included stories of rescue copters and fire planes having to divert away from drones hovering in their path.
All right, ground station, what is this? We're going to cover this just real quick.
At Lane Community College's downtown campus, students learn drone basics and FAA regulations, including mandatory registration for drones between just over half a pound and 55 pounds. Co-instructor Sean Parrish shares another one called Part 107.
Which allows for commercial operations of small unmanned aerial systems. The big reason for that is it has allowed a lot of photographers and other professionals to utilize drones for making money.
The business angle is what drew many here, including Matthew Corson Finnerty. He's taking the class to help him better market his business, Bike Friday.
What I'm really excited to do is to be able to use a drone to capture our bicycles in motion, to be able to fly alongside someone as they're cycling, or to be able to go up into the sky and get a nice downward shot of them riding.
And Zach Erdman of Premium Efficiency says he'll use drones for home inspection.
And not actually putting myself up on a roof of a house with icy roofs and snow cover, I figured this would be a great way to introduce myself to this kind of technology and see if it's something that we can incorporate into our business.
And hobbyists like Dan Scheidel just want to learn the basics of safety, privacy, and security.
Don't fly near emergency areas, or you can't fly in national parks. Just follow the rules so you don't ruin the fun for the rest of us. Don't be that guy.
One nation, under God, indivisible.
Even Lady Gaga's abiding by the rules. Her Super Bowl halftime show featured hundreds of drones doing synchronized maneuvers. But turns out they are all pre-recorded well before the coin toss. The FAA prohibits drones in a 35-mile radius from any stadium hosting the big game. Brian Bull, KLCC News.